All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight against the Vancouver Canucks at 7 o'clock. You can listen to that, of course, right here, 560 WQAM. We got Thursday night football tonight. Is that on 790? Are they playing that on 790? I thought it was on the schedule.
It is on. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
It is on Radio Libre.
All right. There you go. AM 7. AM 7. Yeah, you rats better be in the montage.
Exactly. No, I got to.
You better be in the flemtage.
Yeah, everyone else.
It's an equal opportunity.
So you got that tonight, Saints and Broncos, that you can hear on AM 790 if you're looking for a footy football. You got baseball tonight, NLCS Game 4, Mets, they got smoked yesterday by the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani went deep, Kike Hernandez went deep, and they won 8-0 yesterday. 8-0. Am I the only one rooting against the Mets?
No, what? No, everyone.
Okay, good. I mean,
everyone.
Just to make sure. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they come out the woodworks.
Like, I heard people say, you know, they like the underdog story, but I want to see greatness. I want to see Shohei Ohtani play as many games as possible.
Yep. Agreed.
And wouldn't it be something if, like, so the Dodgers are playing the Mets, and then they beat up on the Yankees. That would be pretty amazing that they just went through New York.
Yeah. Oh, I like what you're talking about right now. This makes me happy. This makes me very happy. Speaking of New York, the Liberty beat the Minnesota Lynx last night, 80-77 in Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. Sabrina Ionescu with a buzzer beater 3 gives New York a 2-1 series lead.
Marcos
Ionescu? Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, she scares me. Ionescu.
Yeah.
But no, isn't it like Ionescu? It's not Ionescu.
Like Louisville.
I thought it's like Ionescu. I thought it was like that. I thought it was cute like that.
Nah.
Either way.
Sabrina.
Dagger.
She's a baller. Like, the more I watch Caitlin Clark, I realize that they have other players who have been in the WNBA that are very similar to her skill set. She just does it. Maybe a little more flashy, right?
Also quicker impact.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what, obviously no one remembers what her team was. The Fever.
Well, Sabrina had the shoot off with Steph like two years ago.
That was cool.
That was cool.
And then remember you had people wanting to be like, use a smaller ball. It's like, shut up. Well, what do you hate all fun? Is that what you are? You're that guy? The magician didn't really saw her in half. Great. Thanks, guy. Appreciate you. Can't just suspend this belief for
it's crazy
second.
Because didn't she shoot from, she shot from the NBA 3-point line also?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
You know, last night, she was at any range last night. She was in the bottom of the logo. Jesus. What a shot.
Amazed at how bad. Do you realize 20 years ago, if a basketball player did that, the coach would personally escort his ass in the locker room?
Yep.
And now they just chuck it up from anywhere. I'm feeling it, coach.
I got to tell you, man, I'm liking this Heat offense of nothing but threes and at the rim.
That's all they're shooting threes. They have a rule now, threes are layups.
Yep.
It's like somebody hits a mid-range jumper and everybody looks at him in disgust.
I saw, I think, two yesterday that come to mind. I think Tyler and Terry each hit one. I was like, all right, guys, all right. But no, man, Tyler was talking about this too, like with Bam hitting the threes. You know, the big guys are getting drawn out. They're coming out, so he's getting to the rim. Like it's definitely been helpful. It's been a cool thing to see. You know, hey, listen, you don't give the best coach in the NBA a whole summer. You don't give him a whole summer.
Yeah,
big mistake.
He didn't have a whole summer.
Well, you know, when he was in his Paris hotel room, you know what he was thinking about.
You think? No, he wasn't.
Oh, he was thinking about it, dude.
Yeah. What do you think he was doing?
Are you kidding me? He's a maniac.
He's enjoying Paris.
No, he was not.
How long can you really enjoy Paris?
Eric Spoelstra, if somebody said, hey, Eric, you want a croissant? He gets, get that out of here. I am thinking about spacing.
You think he'd actually snack that up?
Croissant.
It's not a W.
No, it's a croissant.
It's a croissant. What about a baguette? That's French, right? That's not Italian?
No, that's frog language.
Wow.
No, baguette also.
French, right?
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first
you can't
all,
say it as fun as croissant.
I already get corrected by all the Frenchies in the house.
Oh.
So, like, stop. I'm not going to, like, use. No.
Do they like croissant?
Don't anger me, Mom.
No, they don't. Man, if you get mad at me, man, she can't hear you anyway.
Marcos will never let that go.
I had a whole conversation with her, and then she looked up and went, huh?
Exactly.
Never mind.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman & Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Again, I don't know what the weather is where you are, but I'm going to tell you how it is here.
All right.
Out west, we got, it's kind of like partly to mostly cloudy. We got a big breeze here, 15 to 20 miles an hour.
Big old
coming
breeze.
Out of the, can't tell, looks like it's coming out of the northeast. And I'm going to say the temperature is like 80, 85 degrees. You might get a sprinkle here and there just because of the cloudiness. And when it's cloudy in South Florida, you know what that means. Mm-hmm. It could rain.
It gonna rain.
Yeah.
Like that.
But it's not those kind of clouds. It's just like spritzer clouds. It's not, they don't look like, ooh, these clouds are bringing the heat. No. Nah. Like you might get a sprinkle.
It's definitely breezy on this end. The trees are moving quite.
Yes.
Larks is there speaking to him.
Okay. Is that Sam Bennett? This is Laura.
Sam Bennett.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Cats back in action tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Got my antenna ready.
Florida is the only place where it could be the same temperature as it's been in the summer, but feel 15 degrees cooler.
It's so nice.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's so nice. Take a break. 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored coming up next. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Come out and watch the Canes with WQAM at Solana Saturday at noon at the Quarterdeck and University Drive in Davie as they take on Louisville. Enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. Check that on out. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by... What was that?
It's just a tackle.
What?
It's just one here to get.
That's a tackle?
It's just a very small hit.
That's a video tackle. They ain't a tackle in real life.
It kind of feels like, you know, like I walked by a door too close to the entrance, and I hit. Oh, man.
That's it. Or when you stubbed your toe.
No, that was tears.
That was tears.
That was tears.
Is that when you got deafened?
Yep. Sure was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Wow. Dolphins, of course, getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. And we got Tyreek Hill. Let's get a little bit more of Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill reacting to the trades in the AFC East. And he is not sweating it. He says he is still the best receiver in the division.
Reaction to Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper joining the AFC East. You feel like a trendsetter, a Pro Bowl receiver getting traded to the AFC East like that?
They still not the best receiver in the league, because I am. And I stand on that. That's it. That's who want it. I want my mama to send me this and say, yo, you talking your trash today, because I am, man.
Wow.
His mom.
He called himself out.
You know what's funny? There's certain people that could say something and everybody get offended. And there's certain guys who can say stuff, the same exact words, and we just chuckle. Tyreek's one of them people, right?
Just have some fun, baby.
Right.
I mean, would like a 100-yard game again. I miss the fun Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. And nice. Wait, like, what does that have to do with him?
Well, it has nothing to do with him, but I think he misses it.
Okay, then. Cheetahs. When you say stuff like that, you're implying that he's not doing what he needs to do.
I think that he had a really good game the last game, coming off a game that I thought was a dreadful stinker from him. I thought the game against New England, he had some tough catches. He came through for his team. Whereas in the Tennessee game, he played laissez-faire and kicked the ball directly to the Titans like he was playing hacky sack. So I thought that he had a great bounce back after really needing it. But Cheetahs love to run.
You're basing that off of yards.
I'm not basing that off of yards. I'm basing that off of, there's the football. Should I get it? Nah, let a Titan run it back.
Thank you. I think you should get that, actually.
I'll get it later.
Okay.
What do you got, Gila Monster arms? Grab it.
I don't want to.
Oh, my God.
You just leave it. You don't need to get it either. What's with the OCD around here?
It's spilling.
Okay. On the floor. Okay.
It's spilling everywhere.
Fine, Tyler Hero.
That's your eyes down there,
please.
Too. That's,
there's no liquid in there.
That's uncomfortable for me.
It's spilling.
There's nothing in there.
You come in here with pink
there's
eye
literally
tomorrow.
No, those aren't even the ones I use.
I can tell that's pink eye.
Wait, so he dropped his glasses on the ground and you... went
look
extreme.
Look how dirty this floor is, Tobin. Pick it up.
Pick it up, dude.
Pick it up. Why does it say Blue Chew on it?
Now he's not doing it just to spite you.
Do you need to pick me up?
I just kicked it closer to you.
He kicked it to me.
Well, that's good, though.
But I don't use those. Those aren't the ones I use. They just happen to be in there.
What is that?
They were a contact case.
Oh.
But I use the one at home. I don't use that one.
That makes sense.
Pick it up.
Okay. You're lashing out, dude. You need to calm down.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Calm down always gets it done.
Yeah, that makes me
ma'am.
Calm down never gets it done.
It instantly worked. Look, you caked that, and look how much stuff is flying
around
here.
Wow.
We need a vacuum.
Tell the people to vacuum here at night.
Disgusting. Fix it.
Although she did come in here and like just throw glitter everywhere and go back to her studio.
I was decorating.
Halloween.
You don't agree that the Cheetah needed like had a good bounce back performance the last game?
I would say as a whole, the offense did. And we're looking at one guy. But I think...
Oh, no, dude. I tried looking at another guy, and then you guys got mad at me.
Who?
I'm not saying his name.
Say it.
Nope. If I mention him, then everybody gets crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to get crazy.
I was just looking the last game, and I would like to get a little... you know, just once.
But again, you do realize they threw for, what, 180 yards?
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting on the receivers.
I'm not getting on them.
You are.
I'm not getting on
you
them.
You went off on Waddle. Now you're talking about Tyreek had a bounce back game. Could it be something as simple as they threw more balls to him?
Like,
because they haven't had 200 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're sitting here talking about the receivers, there's a couple of, a couple of things got to happen before the receiver gets an opportunity to catch the ball.
But sometimes it's the things that don't show up on the box score. And Cheetah was doing things that didn't show up on the box score. And I feel like Jalen Waddle, he's just, just chilling.
How? Really?
Yeah.
You think that?
Yeah.
You know, that's actually something you can only figure out if a receiver's not running the right route or is being lazy into
it's
a
It's not
route.
That I think he's lazy. I don't think he's lazy. I just think, like... I don't want to do this again because everybody gets so mad at me about this, and I like the player.
No. Because here's my only complaint with what you're saying. They ain't throwing for 350, and then your two stars ain't catching the ball.
Well, certainly not when he...
They throwing for 180, 200, and your two stars are still catching 65% of the yards.
Yeah, I mean, like, especially when, you might see someone on an Everglades tour because they got alligator arms out there,
Jesus. You see, this is why, dude.
This is why.
Football.
Dropped it.
Like, don't you have to be reasonable with your...
I am being reasonable.
That's
not
being reasonable.
I'm being reasonable.
Right. You've had new quarterback.
He's going to be on Everglades tour.
No. I just think it needs to be. I thought that. Look, Cheetah, great bounce back performance. Now I need Waddle to shine a little bit, baby.
You're the worst.
Just one tutty. That's all I want. I just want to have a touchdown dance again.
I got you.
Chris says, Tobin throws grenade and then asks, why is everyone so mad at me?
Right. Exactly.
Just a little explosion, dude. I miss it.
It's absolutely ridiculous that you say stuff like that without realizing all the steps. And, like, it's our job.
What?
To let people know. Instead of just looking at a box score like you're...
I'm not box score watching, though. I'm watching the games.
Oh, you're watching the games.
I'm watching the games. I'm watching the film. And I'm a film junkie.
You're saying... Let me get this straight.
Yep.
If Waddle would have played better, the results could have been different, or he would have got more opportunities.
I just think it's a couple years in a row. Slow starts, you know, out of the blocks. I understand. They don't have their quarterback.
Isn't he the first Miami Dolphins receiver to have 1,000 in his first?
Yeah, and it took him a while last year. Took a while to rev up the old engine.
In the history of the team.
And he was rewarded for it handsomely.
You ripped him without the starting quarterback.
I have not ripped him.
Playing quarterbacks that have been here for a week and a half.
I don't like the term ripping. I rip Liam Eichenberg and say, dude's a bum. Jaylen Waddle, I say, I have questions.
But
still love him.
And all your questions are surrounding two quarterbacks that have been here together a total of 8 weeks, right? The Tyler or Skylar Thompson
Snoop
situation, which he wasn't very good.
Well, you know, Snoop Hunt.
And you're basing your success on the wide receiver on three guys that just weren't getting it done. Last week it was a little bit better. And Huntley looked like he was making some of those throws that you would normally see Tua do. But for you to say, receivers, give me more, give you more what?
Here's the thing. When you have a quarterback come in there, right, and maybe he doesn't make the perfect throw, you got to pick him up a little bit, baby. Okay. Cheetah made that happen.
So you're saying that Waddle had some opportunities and he wasn't...
I felt the last couple games he had some opportunities.
Really?
Yep. Just do a little more.
I just think you just said that to try to get out of this hole you dug.
No, I swear to God, that's what led to this whole conversation. Okay. And you guys acted like I said, club the baby seals, because nobody ever says anything about Jaylen Waddle because he's adorable, and nobody ever wants to say anything about him because he's the most popular Dolphin on the team. And I'm not saying that I don't love him. I love him. I'm happy he's here. I just miss the Waddle.
Can't wait to cut out club the baby seals from this. That's gonna be great.
It's like it's
line one.
It's literally like saying something bad about Bluey. Nobody says anything bad about Bluey.
Yeah,
she's adorable.
It's a girl. Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, that's right.
Is that a kid show?
Two sisters. Yeah, that's right. It is. Well, it's not just a kid show. All right, Jay Fig. I don't need your criticism of Bluey. Sorry.
I'm still like.
Yep.
All right. Hey, it seems like I would go more up the food chain as to why the passing game hasn't worked.
And I don't feel it's the last part of this. This is what I would say, though. See, I don't think it's fair to hose down Snoop Huntley. So who?
I didn't hose him down.
No, but like you're asking, when I go up the food chain, who do I go to? Do I go to old Marble Mouth?
I would say this, that the opportunities have shrunk for Waddle and Tyreek, and a lot of that has to do with quarterbacks that are playing have been here for 3 weeks.
Of course. Okay,
But my point is, you know all these things, and then you say, hey, Waddle, let's go.
Hold on, though. No, that's not fair. That's not fair. All I was doing was asking questions.
No, you can't do that.
All I was doing was asking questions.
You see what he does, Marcos? Just because you preface your comments with a question doesn't mean you're not doing the same thing we say you're doing.
No, because I will tell you flat out if a guy's a bum. I'm not trying to tiptoe around the tulips here. I think Jaylen Waddle is very good. I'm just saying in desperate times, you need to use the resources that you have to get every little bit. And I feel like he hasn't really been there. No batteries in the storm,
but
dude.
Who's that on? You got to throw him the ball.
I mean, he gets no responsibility for it.
For what? The quarterback not throwing him the ball?
He's getting targets.
Okay. How many targets is he getting?
Let me look last game.
See how many? No. Do the whole season.
I'm not going to do the whole season. I want to do the games.
Targets versus catches. Targets versus catches.
I will do targets versus. All right. Game log. Here we go. They'll do targets on this for ESPN? What's up with ESPN?
Maybe you got to do the.
Oh, here we go. New England. 8 targets. 4 catches.
Okay.
Sunday Night Football. 6 targets. 4 catches.
Okay.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
4 targets. Or 5 targets, 4 catches.
Mm-hmm. Seeing a trend here.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
4 targets, 4 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
100 yards. 5 targets, 5 catches.
What are you talking? Damn near perfect!
Nah, I'm talking the last 2 weeks, though, dude.
You went the wait. Yeah. You went the last. The last 3 stats you just gave me was every ball that was targeted to him, he caught.
No. But there's other ones where it's like,
so I was. He caught 50%.
Not and last
one
week.
One time he caught 66%.
50%. What is this? A coin flip? So every time I throw my $100 million receiver, also, it's a coin flip?
Wait. Here's the assumption you're always making.
What?
Every pass to him was catchable.
Mm-hmm.
I get he may, you say he may have dropped the ball or he may have, but according to what I'm saying, what I'm seeing, throw in another 2 catches for the ones he dropped. Right? Another 2 catches.
2 catches can swing the game.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm saying,
that
though.
That can only be the one where he was 8-for-4.
No, but you're talking... No. Well, and also Monday Night Football. There's one in Monday Night Football that stands out. And Monday Night Football, like, it could have hung in the balance.
What was it? What was his...
It was this one that was like, he could have had the first...
No. What was his... You already looked
at what was his
number.
Yardage?
Give us the number. What?
I told you, it was 4-for-6. Catches. Told you. Huh? 6 targets, 4 catches.
Okay, so you said
36 yards.
One that he let go.
It felt like a momentum shifter.
Do you understand what you're saying?
But let me just say this with Jalen Waddle.
You're saying a guy that's normally 5-for-5, 4-for-4, 4-for-4. He went 8-for-4 1 week, and then he went 6-for-4. You complained about the one pass.
I know, but but
I don't know how ridiculous that sounds.
You're right. One play can change everything in football.
But
a toe won the Dolphins the game.
Nobody plays a perfect game,
dude.
Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No, please.
Stop.
You're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses.
You are.
So one play, you're basing all of your opinion on Jalen Waddle.
I don't want to do this, but you're forcing me. You're forcing me. You're forcing my hand.
I'm forcing you. Yeah. Okay. One catch. You're
do you,
one
Marcos?
Catch.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you specifically one thing.
All right.
When you think back to the Buffalo playoff game from 2 years ago.
Wait. Oh, my God. That's how far you're going back to make your
with
point?
A backup quarterback, Skylar Thompson, on the road, what is the one thing that always you will think about with that game?
Jalen Waddle costing us the game.
Exactly. Dropping that football.
Do you understand?
Swung the momentum.
Do you understand how far back you had to go to make your point?
2 years ago.
and what you were talking about, we were talking about this year.
Right.
This year,
well,
you gave the numbers for this year.
I'm starting to.
And of all his targets
right.
and all his catches, you voiced your whole opinion on one ball.
You want to be a franchise guy or be a franchise guy?
So nobody drops balls?
People drop balls, but
okay.
Like.
Okay. But I'm just saying, it's a little ridiculous. That you based all of this.
By the way, for all that perfection, I mean 40 yards, 26 yards. What are you doing with the football?
Do with the type of passes.
Oh yeah, no, it's always not on him. That's right. There's always
an
exit.
It's not on him.
It's never on him.
I'm saying it like all I have is the stats. I don't know what kind of passes they've been.
Mm-hmm.
But you basically made it sound like that he was 8 targets, 3 catches every week. I have no control over the targets. The only thing I have control of is whether he catches them or not, or what the play calls were. And you know what you just said? You've based all of this opinion on one play. One play.
No, it's been
ridiculous.
It's been a couple of plays.
A couple of
three
plays.
That come to mind, but
But wait, can I just say this? Of all the game logs you've read,
yep,
he's only had six balls that have not been complete thrown to him all year.
Yeah, because they're probably looking like, I can't trust him. Why do I go to him?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the point? What, am I going on an Everglades tour? I'll throw to Cheetah. He'll make the tough one.
You were complaining about him.
No, I wasn't. Okay. Other than being immature, but, you know.
Stop.
He stepped up.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
You are. Okay. You are something else. You just want hot takes. You
know, I don't have a hot take. This is not a take.
You've been on Jalen Waddle. You say
I haven't
you
been on Jalen Waddle. You know what you are. You're like, you know, I walk into the house and it's like, hey, honey. Oh, you didn't say anything about my hair? You didn't like it? I'm like, whoa. You're making an argument. I'm not making an argument. I'm asking a question. You know,
Stop taking hot takes. Stop taking your hot takes and saying, it's not a hot take. I'm just asking a question.
I'm just asking a question, though.
That is tomfoolery.
No, it's not tomfoolery. It's serious.
Marcos.
No, it's not. If you ask your wife, don't you think you're a little big for that dress? You know, I'm just asking.
It's like you sit here and you're just like you can't have an honest talk with anybody anymore because you guys sit here. And you think that I'm trying to make a full take, and I'm not. It's because I sit amongst friends, and you can't even ask a question, because every time I ask a question, you guys are like, oh, so you hate him. I'm like, I'm just asking a question.
It's the way you ask questions. Don't try to twist it around.
It's ridiculous.
This is fraudulent.
It's not fraudulent.
It is. You're the only one that does the thing, because you go, you can say whatever you want. I was just asking a question. I'll just ask a question. Right? Like, come on. Oh, my goodness. You really think?
Just asking. Maybe.
Like, we just fell off the turnip truck.
So the question was, you ever seen him make a catch?
Right. And I'm like, yes. I've seen him make all the catches basically thrown to him.
Here's what I got. 3rd and 7 from the last game. Tyler Huntley goes to Waddle down the sidelines, hits Waddle in the hands. Of course he didn't catch it, but he got bailed out by a roughing the passer call.
Are these your notes?
Yeah, that's my notes. So that wipes away a target. So he got off. So he got scot-free. So it really was 4 of 9.
That's 50%.
Bailed out.
Wait. So you got Tobin stats now.
I got notes.
Oh, that's Tobin stats.
I got notes.
Because the stats and the notes that you read me, right,
this is worse than when you had beef with Kobe.
Goodness.
Oh, my.
I'm curious. Do all fans watch? No, they don't, because they don't take notes. They just blurt stuff out. You made it up.
David, come here.
Oh, look at these notes.
Come here. Do I not have notes?
He has notes.
There's a plethora of notes.
Let me see the date on that.
You know, I do host the pregame.
Wait. Can I just say this?
What?
I'm going to guarantee you none of those notes are positive.
That's not true.
There's a lot of cussing, too.
Oh, is there?
He has caps. He has a lot of animation here, too.
Yeah, 4th and 15. Bad snap. Can't get the field goal off. Embarrassing. Danny Crossman.
Pack your things, scapegoat.
And then it goes, effing Blake Ferguson.
Pretty good. Oh, man. Dude, like, why do I always feel like, and this is true, I always feel like if we watch a football game, we are watching two different games. Why is that?
He watches it with silly eyes too.
He watches it with those wheel eyes with the little, you know.
I'm gonna find my Titans notes. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Didn't that guy used to be in a rock band?
I don't know. The House of Pain guy?
Yes, he was in Limp Bizkit.
No, he wasn't.
Nah, I know. I figured I could just throw stuff out there. Maybe no, I don't know. Him and Martin Van Buren, I believe, were the lead singers of Limp Bizkit.
Man. Oh, okay. How about that? The Angels.
No, I'm kidding. Martin Van Buren was a president, I believe. Yes. In 1837, 8th president of the United States.
For Limp Bizkit's? Blue Cheese. Everlast. There it was. Everlast was in House of Pain.
That's what it was.
All right. There you go. There you go. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Play Goosey's No Goosey's next hour. Screwed up the clock. Well, actually, Leroy messed up the clock.
That's true.
I didn't screw up the clock. You said screwed up the clock with your ridiculous take.
It's amazing.
And then you're the only guy I know that gives stats and then go, that don't matter.
No, I do that too.
I mean, the whole point is, though, the lack of stats. That's kind of what I'm going with.
Ah. Okay.
But final answer is I do love Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah, hard to tell.
That's not hard to tell. It's not hard to tell.
Oh, it's hard to tell. Dude, it's hard to tell.
Some people, you know, you want a bunch of yes men cronies around them, or you want somebody to be square with you. Jaylen Waddle's a bum. Get him off the team already and trade him for Davante Adams. I didn't say that in that regards. Like, you know, I was just reading comments and you're being a jerk.
What comments were you reading?
People's comments.
People, too.
People's comments.
These people.
What do you mean, people?
Stay away from these people, bro.
Jaylen Waddle hasn't had a touchdown in 8 months.
Leroy.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, wait. Oh. Everybody knows how that happened.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Jaylen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast.
You guys, same.
You see how both have a different tone?
We
speak different. That's
you're
all.
I was stating something that old Dum Dum said over here, and you just, like, it has no content.
I just
took it and ran.
There's nothing. Look, Jaylen Waddle, just so we're clear, I'm the only one on this show who said I would take your success and a loss more than the team being boring and a win. So I love you more. Honestly, I love you more than the team.
Oh.
Oh,
is that why?
Jaylen Waddle, product of Tua Tagovailoa, system receiver.
I miss Tua so much. You know, can I just say this? The system doesn't work without the players. So when you say somebody is a system player, yeah. People get players to fit their system.
December 17th. Oh, why did I mention that date?
Yes.
That's the last time Jaylen Waddle was in the end zone.
Okay.
See?
That is exactly 10 months ago. Right?
That was a game. You want to talk about some Jaylen Waddle stats?
Oh.
8 catches on 9 targets, 142 yards, 1 touchdown. That was a good game. Shut out the Jets.
How many passing yards did they have in the game?
Oh, let me go look. Good question, Leroy.
Whoa.
Bless you, JFig.
Bless your soul for eternity.
Thank you. I've been having allergies since I've been in the studio because
he threw his bag.
So you're saying you got allergies because of his contacts?
No, because when he threw that on the floor, all the dust and all the particles that are on the floor just came flying out.
I'm going to be honest about this, and I mean this lovingly. JFig's a blamer.
Whoa! She is a blamer.
To answer your question, Leroy.
Did everything fly?
To answer your question, Leroy, Tua Tagovailoa in that game threw for 224 yards. 142 of them went to Jaylen Waddle.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill did not play in that game.
Oh, that didn't seem long!
You're saying Tyreek Hill's the problem. I get you. I know what you're saying.
No, I'm not. Boy, how could you say that?
Look at you being a blamer now, huh?
Unbelievable, Leroy.
Wow.
You're saying that Tyreek Hill's taking away from Jaylen Waddle. So when's the last time Jaylen Waddle scored a touchdown with Tyreek Hill on the same field as him?
Game.
Wow. All right, let's take a look. Let's do the research. Leroy asked. You know, we'll do
point, Leroy.
When's the last time? Whew, a long time ago. All right, well, last touchdown. Wow. He went on the 8-month touchdown if I was in the game, too.
Another fast.
Okay. Let's see. I see a touchdown. He scored 4 of them last year. I see a touchdown last year against New England.
Okay.
It was a 31-17 win.
Oh. Fins for the win.
Jaylen Waddle scored a touchdown. Tyreek Hill did play in that game.
Yes.
Do you want to know what the date of that game was?
No.
Okay. I kind of do. Right. I kind of want to know. September.
October 29th, 2023 was the last time Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill scored a touchdown in the same game.
So.
No way. No way. We're 12 days away from a year.
Yep.
Do they both have success in the same game?
That game they did.
Okay. Because, like, I hate when, so say if Tyreek Hill has 200 yards receiving, and then you look at Waddle and go, Waddle did nothing.
Well, in this game, they both did something.
But I'm just saying, like, that's normally how it works. You feed the hot hand.
I'm just reading. I'm not judging. I'm just giving you stats.
What the hell you think?
You told me to give you stats.
That is? That's just judging.
I'm not judging. You told me to give you stats.
Okay. Thank you. Look, I have better success going through a bucket of Halloween candy than figuring out the stats you're giving me.
Dude, what?
That'd be good right now.
I'm saying I can go in there and get the candies I like too.
All I did was Tutties. That's all I did.
Mm. Okay.
Because our favorite thing about Jaylen Waddle is the Waddle,
not the success of your team.
I didn't say the success of the team. What is our favorite thing about Jaylen Waddle?
The Waddle. You also. Or the same guy that said, I'd rather him score 35 points and lose than score 10 points and win.
I just miss entertaining football, dude.
You know what, entertaining football is? Winning. If they get to 3-3 after what they've gone through the last few weeks, right? That's a good thing.
Fine. But then the next week, Tua better give me 250 with 2 tutties.
Wow. Okay.
It's the least you can do.
Anyway.
Cap for life. Leroy, a year, bro.
That's a long time.
See what you do? But see, here's the problem.
I was just reading numbers.
You are impressionable to the people that listen to us and are entertained by us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in your efforts to prove your point about Waddle, let's look at the comments.
I'm sorry.
Tobin has been Waddle Mills Lane, and he says he's not judging. Yeah. How about this one?
Hmm?
Last year, Tyreek also wanted to get 2,000 receiving yards, mm-hmm. so they kind of favored him all year.
That is a fair criticism.
Okay, then, tell the whole story.
I am telling the whole story. I just went back and gave you all those touchdowns.
You didn't mention that little tidbit of information when you went back to last year.
I legitimately did.
Now?
Why do you think I went back all the way to October 29th?
So you could say the Waddle stat of the last time they scored.
Can I just say, this is your fault.
No,
you made me stumble upon this. You're like, give me the stats.
No, because you rip Waddle. So I said, wait, I'm curious to know, since you're ripping him so much, what are his actual stats?
Yeah, I know.
And he's only missed,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, incomplete, drop, or whatever, 6 passes thrown to him all year.
Great, a regular Wes Welker.
See?
taking his coaching too literally.
Say Wes Welker.
I don't want to do this anymore. You want to know something?
I'm rooting for Jalen.
Yours is your fault.
You want to stop?
Wow.
Menu, why'd you start?
Menu 631. If you can touch it, you can catch it.
Clock, 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 clock